Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan.
Coming up on today's show, I'm going to be playing an interview I did a while ago on Outlaws Radio, which is on Friday nights from 10 till 12 p.m. with Rutuba, who is a member of Students for Palestine, which is a pro-Palestinian group in Australia on various university campuses. And also later on in the show, I'm going to be playing the series that I've been playing about climate change with Guy McPherson. Also some worldwide anarchist news from around the place. The Resistance is live and well, and I've got some exciting new music from Brisbane, Autonomous Action Radio, and I'm going to play this interview I did with Rutuba from Students for Palestine.
Basically, I'm part of Students for Palestine. I'm a member of Students for Palestine. Basically, last Sunday we had a demonstration of 1,500 people. It was one of the biggest showings of support and solidarity with Palestinians. And basically, I think that it's really important for all people outraged by the massacre of Palestinians by Israel to come out and show their dissent and their disagreement with the disgusting crimes against humanity that we've seen. What we've seen is a show of force that is really just racist and basically amounts to genocide against defenseless people.
Now, I had this thought during the week, and I looked into it, and I think it's pretty true that the whole situation in Palestine between the Israelis and the Palestinians is basically due to colonization.
That's right, yeah.
The British were in there meddling back many, many years ago and formed the state of Israel and Palestine. But even before that, in that area, other nations, I guess it's imperialism and colonization as well. So Students for Palestine is putting on the rally as well. Can you tell me about Students for Palestine?
Sure. Well, Students for Palestine is basically a student organization that's about involving anyone who is pro-Palestine to actually, organize and to participate in activism that can seriously challenge our university's links with Israel, as well as the links of the Australian government for Israel. At the end of the day, the Australian government does provide tacit support for Israel. Australia itself is based on the genocide of Indigenous people, and we've seen, Australia involve itself in the affairs of other countries within the Asia Pacific region. And so what we've seen is that Australia has wanted to gain the support of Israel, wanted to show its kind of military stance within the region by basically showing that it supports another racist apartheid regime. And so we also see institutions like the University of Queensland or QUT continue to fund research that aids Israel's military prowess within the region by researching military technologies and so on and so forth. And so we want to protest those links. We want to take a stand against Israel and any links that our universities may have with that country.
So how do you go about that with the universities?
Well, basically, Students for Palestine across the country, as well as here, has basically organised a number of forums. Recently, we found that Jake Lynch, who was an academic at the University of Sydney, was basically, pulled through the courts by a law firm named Shirat Hadin. And Shirat Hadin actually had links with Mossad, which is a spy agency for Israel. And basically, they wanted to allege that he was racist in denying a grant to an Israeli professor who was actually coming from Jerusalem University, which actually trains Israeli soldiers in basically tactics to repress Palestinians and humiliate and degrade them every day. And so we organised forums across the country, in particular here at QT and UQ, to actually allow Jake Lynch to put forward his case and to say that no one should be afraid to criticise Israel and to also boycott their academic and cultural institutions that propagate the state of Israel as some kind of democracy within the Middle East.
War should be kept out of universities.
Well, war should definitely be protested in universities, and I think absolutely links to any war, genocide, to military capacities which are used to, to basically kill innocent civilians, should absolutely be, kept out of our universities.
Yeah, I think at UQ there's the British Aerospace or some other kind of weapons manufacturer has got some great big display thing and involvement as well.
Talked about the forums that we had organised in support of an academic named Jake Lynch. It's worth noting that Shirat Hadin, which had brought a case against Jake Lynch for boycotting an Israeli professor, Shirat Hadin actually dropped that case because they could not substantiate any of their ridiculous claims that he was being racist by supporting Palestinians in their struggle against racism in Israel and in the occupied territories. And so I think what I wanted to really emphasise is the importance of organising within a student organisation, within organisations like Students for Palestine, that we do need to continuously resist against the university's links to apartheid. We need to support teaching staff and academic freedom as well to actually criticise the state of Israel for the crimes against humanity that they commit. And by Students for Palestine actually organising to support Jake Lynch, organising various forums around, showing films around the reality of Gaza and the West Bank, around organizing, you know, even poetry recitals, or actually trying to convince students to go to rallies and to protests, for organizing the protest in Brisbane just last Sunday against Israel's massacres in Gaza. This is what can ultimately put pressure on the Australian government to back down from its support of Israel and to continuously, you know, make people feel confident about coming out onto the streets against Israel and in solidarity with Palestine.
I must say that I was very impressed last Sunday with the amount of people that were there, and also just the feel of the crowd was very passionate, and I think that's got to do with that there were a lot of Palestinians there, and that sort of passion that you get when it hits so close to home is something that you don't get at a lot of rallies.
Sure. Well, I think that actually what we've seen in the demonstrations recently that have been taking place this year, when it comes to solidarity with Palestinians, or when it comes to solidarity, you know, with everyone who is, you know, protesting against Tony Abbott these days, you know, the fact that in the March in March, we actually had 120,000 people come out onto the streets across the country, that 10,000 students protested against the Abbott government in the wake of defunding of education. Or even, you know, thousands coming out on the streets in solidarity with Palestine. We are currently in a climate of greater resistance, I think, in Australia. And I think that the, you know, the confidence and sheer joy people feel in actually protesting, taking to the streets, feeling like they're not alone, that there are thousands of others like them who think the same, who are against oppression in the world today, that in and of itself provides an energy in demonstrations that is very hard to find in other forums. So definitely creating a political space where people can demonstrate and come together in unity is really important and should be participated in by anyone who is against the current state of affairs.
And that was an interview that I did with Rutaba from Students for Palestine. And that was first aired on Outlaws Radio, new hip-hop show on Friday night on 4ZZZ. And there is another rally coming up in Brisbane for Palestine, and it is this Friday, which I think is the 16th. No, it's the 15th. This Friday, Israel has killed nearly 2,000 Palestinians in its recent assault on Gaza. In addition, 10,000 have been wounded and 400,000 have been forced from their homes. Supporters of Palestine in Brisbane need to stand up against Israeli war crimes. This is not a conflict nor a war, but a cold-blooded massacre of an almost defenseless people. The massacre has ceased for the time being, but the siege remains. And so this Friday, you can stand up in Brisbane and support Palestine at the rally, which is happening at Brisbane Square, which is at the top of the Queen Street Mall. And this rally is on Friday at 6 p.m. And if you'd like to find out more information, there's some phone numbers as well. And the event page is on Facebook. You don't need to be a Facebook member. Just look up Brisbane Rally for Gaza, oppose the Israeli massacre in Palestine. Now, I said that there's some exciting new music coming out of Brisbane, some exciting new hip-hop music, and the first song I'm going to play is by a guy called Mark Sick Mind, and it's called Resistance. You're on the Aniki Show, Autonomous Action Radio, 4ZZZ.
Now, marks, lock and load. You ready?
Fuck police killing innocent people locally, and fuck the government killing innocent people overseas. Names we won't be told cause they're from other countries, but they are babies, children, mothers and fathers. So fuck your money, materialism, obsession with possessions. I'm more concerned with imperialism and oppression. Consequences are still in effect from post-colonialism, and you don't even know who's controlling the system you live in. I'm not talking Illuminati, just follow the blood money and all the dead human bodies. From Fallujah, Afghanistan and Iran to Sudan, Cuba and Vietnam. Can you believe they call it spreading democracy and people lead it up like a stupid fucking flock of sheep headed to slaughter? There's a cause for all the mental disorders, just like soldiers' post-traumatic stress disorder. This is resistance. This is for all the innocent victims. This is resistance. Sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers, children. This is resistance. They never get justice. This is why I'm militant. This is resistance. Fuck the system. Deconstruct the system. This is revolution. Why am I always so angry? I often get this question. I say if you ain't pissed off, you ain't paying attention. School shootings are tragic, but kids are killed by drones, and the West don't show the same compassion. I'm taking action. What can I do but tell the truth to you and hope we start a chain reaction? Change will happen only if you make it happen. Che Guevara rebel army, they label as terrorists after they invade our country. There are men who become terrorists not cause they were extremists, but cause they saw their people get blown into pieces. I'm not justifying it, I'm asking why is it and identifying it by trying to identify bodies that's been bombed. Third degree burns on babies, limbs gone. I speak out for them in songs, cause we don't hear the struggling plight. We just hear about what to buy and fucking lies. This is resistance. This is for all the innocent victims. This is resistance. Sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers, children. This is resistance. They never get justice. This is why I'm militant. This is resistance. Fuck the system. Deconstruct the system. This is revolution. You shouldn't have to ask me why I'm mad at the system. Slave labor was the capital for capitalism. Many of us are descended from when they raped our women. From Latinos to Filipinos. Impoverished nations, rich natural resources, but they get exported, extorted. And democratically elected leaders face assassination unless they agree to the exploitation. They funded takeovers and sent the CIA, and I'm supposed to just know the government's good and believe everything they say? When they blatantly lie and break promises to this day, like Guantanamo Bay, where prisoners are detained and never convicted of a crime, but they're tortured and never been a trial. I'm from where they murder journalists and opposition, so guerrillas kill corrupt cops and politicians. This is resistance. This is for all the innocent victims. This is resistance. Sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers, children. This is resistance. They never get justice. This is why I'm militant. This is resistance. Fuck the system. Deconstruct the system. This is revolution.
You're tuned to the 4ZZZ Aniki Show on 102.1 FM or streaming on 4ZZZFM.org.au.
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators but not participants. Spectators but not participants. Spectators but not participants.
JP, done beats.
Where I'm from, little kids split your wig for looking at them wrong in front of witnesses. It mirrors political hits on citizens, extrajudicial killings and disappearances, kidnappings, assassinations, deprivation, decimation. Their journey is hell, death is the destination. Damnation, starvation, mass incarceration. Citizens of heartless nations going towards our darkest ages. More than a metaphor because of climate changes. Global warming, governments ignore the warnings while they wage war for corporations. Banksters remain unharmed, but poor populations get slaughtered. People with preventable diseases can be saved by medications, but they can't afford it. Picture the corpses on the side of the road. Imagine the scent of rotting flesh going inside of your nose. Helpless children's screams and cries, while the only thing on TV screens is lies. Imagine hearing helpless children's screams and cries, while
only thing on TV screens is lies.
Yeah. You sense the evil, inflate the ego, but would you be cold to your own people? It gets illegal, where did this speech go? It's getting reblown, our rights are revoked. But out of the frying pan into the fire, we'll assault them prior. If you're out of touch with us, time to retire. Don't be a liar. Now the clouds are off and the heat is on, and the army's strong and the march is long. Now your time is up and the gate is shut. Finish line is cut, now you know what's up.
Where from you're locked up for questioning the authorities, and where I live is heading that direction, and it worries me. Back there climate change would be brutal. Business and leaders here try to alter science when it should be neutral. They're the media's run by government with no contender. Here media tycoons control the government with their own agenda. They are getting to use the front page for editorials with venomous views and sell it as news. Despite an alliance of trust, we spy on our friends, then they fire out, it backfires on us. They're estranging other countries to earn that vote. Support corrupt regimes that can help us turn back boats. The tragedies still happen to see. They fly under the radar tactically till we get compassion fatigue. People voted them in, not knowing they will leave and seething in rage. Been in a phase like the Jovioki Peterson days.
You choose the evil, inflate the ego, but would you be cold to young people? Make us illegal, where did this speech go? It's getting repo, our rights are revoked. But out of the frying pan into the fire, we'll assault them prior. Don't be a liar. Now the clouds are off and the heat is on, and the army's strong and the march is long. Now your time is up and the gate is shut. Finish line is cut, now you know what's up.
Wealth is hoarded, the poor are punished for everything, and survivors are killed for crossing borders. Law and order, Guantanamo and a lawyer, corpses on the corner, I'm just a war reporter. Like the kid killed in Syria, so-called war on terror, putting fear in ya. They justify bombing civilian areas. Collateral damage, the more the merrier. Massacres, capitalism, how can you determine the value of what our planet's worth? Imperialism, when you hear me, you're hearing the victims who don't have a voice or a choice in the Middle East, while there's homeless people in your city streets. Why? Question the system, please. Don't turn a blind eye. Be the change you wanna see. It's overwhelming, I know I felt powerless. The powers that be don't want us to know what our power is. You just wanna give up, like that's just how it is. It's what our parents left us and what we're leaving for our kids.
You choose the evil, inflate the ego, but would you be cold to young people? Make us illegal, where did this speech go? It's getting repo, our rights are revoked. But out of the frying pan into the fire, we'll assault them prior. Don't be a liar. Now the clouds are off and the heat is on, and the army's strong and the march is long. Now your time is up and the gate is shut. Finish line is cut, now you know what's up.
There won't have been a crowd of 12 or more and loud arguments with three of them indecent. Well, what about parliament? To pay for tunnel building bureaucrats with no credentials, act tough and sack health workers till we're so essential. If we do no wrong, we should have freedom of association to avoid a longer sentence. We are claiming no relation. You criticize judges and ivory towers, but do you know rule of law and separation of powers? They say they target gangs, but the new laws are too broad. Unions are legal, but may be targeted in due course. From criminal to citizen, legitimate living, inking skin, making quit. They'll be quick to offend again when media has retreated. We need people to be eager to keep speaking and retweet it, or history will delete it. They say be grateful for the nation that you're facing, but our freedom makes it great until it's taken. Do not get complacent.
And you just heard two brand new songs from Brisbane, and that last song was called Marches Long, and that was by 2P and Mark Six Mind. And before that, you heard Resistance by Mark Six Mind. And I've got some news from Europeans Against the Political System, a collective that I'm involved with, which includes anarchists from basically all around Europe and a few in Australia. And there's been a presidential election in Turkey. The mass protests surrounding Gezi Park, the corruption scandals, and a mining accident. None of these incidents have stopped the majority of Turks from electing the ongoing president, Erdogan. And apparently there's been a low voter turnout, however. And he becomes the first popularly elected president. However, not very the first direct presidential election on Sunday. And he said he would be a president for everyone. However, protests continue in Turkey. And there's also a documentary about the president on Vice, which you can find if you go to the Europeans Against the Political System page on Facebook. You don't need to be a Facebook member. And Europeans Against the Political System also have a website and a Twitter account. Also in Europe, a zoo was shut down in Georgia. The Batumi Zoo was shut down on the night of the 2nd of August, with animal liberation activists closing all the major six gates to the Batumi Zoo with chains and locks. They also hung a banner saying closed for animal cruelty on the fence. And it was an action within the bounds of the Shut Them Down Perpetual campaign, which is a campaign to stop animal cruelty in zoos. And also in other news from Europeans Against the Political System, there's a new book coming out about the history of the German autonomous movement. It's called Fire and Flames. It's an academic study, and there is an article about that on eagainst.com, and the article is called Fire and Flames, a history of the German autonomous movement, which has been one of Europeans' most intriguing protest movements of the last 30 years. In other fantastic news, the News Limited, the Murdoch company, which owns the majority of Australian newspapers, has seen its profits almost more than half in the last financial year. And that is apparently due to a downturn in the Australian newspaper market, but also the scandals in England with the journalists found to be phone tapping. And perhaps also Australians are realising that the Murdoch press is extremely right-wing bias. And as was discussed on Tweetback Radio this morning, they're drumming up fear against Israel, against Islamic terrorists. And I've noticed also the Courier Mail, which I happen to sort of find a free copy every so often and have a look at it when I'm ordering a coffee or whatever, they have this massive bias towards the Newman government, and sometimes they even seem to be running the election campaign. It is time for some more music, and I'm going to play a song by The Coup, and it's called Ride the Fence, because we do not want to ride the fence. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Yeah, that's right. anti-myestinum, anti-snorting them, anti-depressant, but I'm not pro-poppin'. I'm provocative and pro-stopping them FBI operatives who pro-sectional the black man pounds and hand you a sentence that you can't pronounce. I'm also anti-narco, anti-vice, 911 marks the anti-Christ. They anti-social point M60, yes, I'm anti the anti-nigga machine. Proletarian, funkadelic, parliamentarian, pro-revolt, in the 21st century, pro-running up in Congress saying fuck it all. But bring the people with you, that's the protocol. It's been a drug like jailbreaks. The whole world is anti-United Snakes. So check it out, anticipate the antivenom and move your antibody to this revolution rhythm. We gon' be fucking with them pro-union, but most laws they bite. Anti-motherfuckers crossing a strike. Take a look around and be for or against, but you can't do shit if you riding the fence. Ride the fence.
Now do you really wanna ride the fence? Now do you really wanna ride the fence? Or would you really wanna ride the fence?
The hip-hop nation, pro laying low till I'm all probation, pro people control of the cash of corporations, pro prophylactic yet pro creation, anti-watered down drinks in fancy cups, anti-promoters who don't ante up, but I'm not anti-club. I know that power is the most effective anti-drug. I'm pro Zapatista, pro Cuba, Viva, Polarizer saying fuck La Migra, Policia say Asesina. Let me show you what I mean. I'm anti-Republican and Democratic. If they self-destruct, that's anti-climatic. Tired of being hunted like an antelope. Take the system by the throat, that's the antidote. So I pose a proposition. Take a look, be in support of opposition. Do be proactive, proceed with confidence. Cause you know that you can't change shit by riding the fence.
Ride the fence. Now you don't really wanna ride the fence. Now do you really wanna ride the fence? Or would you really wanna ride the fence? Don't ride the fence. Ride the fence. Now you don't really wanna ride the fence. Now would you really wanna ride the fence? Or would you really wanna ride the fence?
With enough juice,
see me struggle.
Yo, super pull back eyes wide, polo black white nights. Feel the wrath on my side, bro. I kill it on the mic as I walk you down a tunnel towards the bright light. Take a step in the arena, time to fight for your life. I levitate on tracks, what you raise, you make it trash. The cross face, cripple slash, top race. Spit it like religious scriptures, your raps. Cause you're dictating how you act, simple rhythm more than mine. Stay thinking, sinking in the depths of the beat. My flow's mortar, build a strong foundation, get the face in your slaughter. This rap shit, my daughter, not a fucking occupation. I'll kill you if you touch it, that's our future arrangement. The bottom of the bottle to the constellations. Universal God body with the knowledge that's ancient. You couldn't give a fuck, you just nodded to the drums. I'm enemy of the state, the barrel of a gun. To the head of politicians, yeah, then look what you've done. Motherfucker, this is blood for blood. Behold the pale horse, which is paws on the board. To the poor, rise up and take our rights by force. Pistol to the peak hole with the devil at the door. Gina Reinhardt can get a break that fat bitch's jaw. Rothschild killer, royal fan blood spiller. Cold steel to your neck, cause your spine to shiver. A whisper you never rule again, pull the trigger. So fuck your power structure, I'm an independent thinker. Ill rhyme spitter. What? What?
There is one thing that I'd like to see before I die, and that's a U to the N to the I to the T. Why? Why? It's so easy. Black and white live in one. Everybody live in unity.
Holy shit, that band is something for the Where the Fuck Have I Been files. It's a band is called Credit to the Nation, and they're from the UK, and were releasing stuff in the 90s, as you can guess by the sample from that song by Nirvana. It is 10 minutes to 1 o'clock. I discovered that band thanks to Ben Pennings from Generation Alpha when I put a call out for songs on Outlaws Radio for Friday night. And they have an album called Take This, and all the songs on that are very worthwhile. I'm going to be listening to them over the next week. And if you have any songs, bands that you think... really good political bands, not just hip-hop, but punk, whatever, you can send them to the 4ZZZ Facebook, sorry, to the 4ZZZ website, and the Anarchy Show page has an email for me on that. I think it's radicallinda@riseup.net, or our Facebook page, autonomousactionradio.com. And we're going to be hearing now from Guy McPherson, something cheery for a Monday afternoon. Guy McPherson is a professor of natural resources and ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Arizona. He studies a lot about climate change and recently has started a radio show called Nature Bats Last. Humans have tinkered with the natural world since we appeared on the evolutionary stage. Our days may be numbered as the home team. Nature Bats Last. And I was having a conversation with my parents the other day. Dad was talking about something happening in 20 years time, and I was like, oh, things are going to be very different in 20 years time if we're still here at all. 4ZZZ will still be around though, and you can help out with Radiothon, which is coming up from the 22nd to the 31st of August, and I've got some great prizes for listeners of the Anarchy Show, especially if you have small children or babies, which I know some of you do. Thanks for listening to the show today. I'm going to play now this talk by Guy McPherson, Climate Change and Human Extinction, part three. We are smart, we are clever.
But I'm not sure we're able to see 40 years in advance. When the United Nations Advisory Group on Greenhouse Gases wrote about rapid, unpredictable, nonlinear responses, this is what they had in mind. Abrupt climate change. According to a paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, October 2012, and this reminds me, by the way, that when I use somebody's name instead of the journal, it's not in the referee journal literature. So I have names here, Paul Beckwith and John Davies. Those are not in the referee journal literature. When I give a referee journal article, I list the name. Okay, so that's an important distinction, because some of these more catastrophic predictions and assessments and analyses are not published. According to a paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science from about a year and a half ago, game theory indicates current climate negotiations won't avert catastrophe. Well, I have one word in response to that. Duh. Really? Current negotiations will not avert catastrophe. Well, why? Because what does it take to avert catastrophe? It takes collapse, that's what it takes. And can you imagine a politician running on that campaign? So I can just see the debate between the Republicans and the Democrats. Who can tell them apart? I don't know. And the Republican says, hey, I can collapse the industrial economy within a month after I'm elected. I guarantee that a month after I'm elected, nobody has water coming through the pipes. And the Democrat says, I can do better than that. I can do it in a week. Nobody's going to vote for that. Well, like 12 of us would. But almost nobody would vote for that. Paper in Science points out that climate change is on track to occur 10 times faster than any time during the last 65 million years. So we're on track to warm the planet faster than at any time in the last 65 million years. Within that time is a 5C temperature rise 55 million years ago within a span of 13 years. 10 times faster than that? That sounds like, oh, it's hot. That's what that sounds like. Does that mean within a span of 13 years we'll see a 58 degree temperature rise? Or does that mean in 1.3 years we'll see a 5C temperature rise? Either way, we're not going to see many humans around to observe it. Not at the end, anyway. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, now in a paper more than 5 years old, points out that climate change is irreversible. The greenhouse gases we put into the atmospheric carbon dioxide level right now is the minimum level we'll observe for at least the next 1,000 years. Carbon dioxide is incredibly recalcitrant in the atmosphere. We're at roughly 400 parts per million minimum for at least the next 1,000 years. 350.org goes around telling people we can reduce the carbon dioxide level in the atmosphere to 350 parts per million by mid-century. Let's think about malpractice for a minute. If your doctor knows, based on his extensive knowledge of medical records, medical history, and your personal history, if he concludes that you're going to be dead in 6 months, do you want him to tell you? Or do you want him to lie? I think most people want to know. I think most people don't want to be lied to. I think 350.org is guilty of malpractice. United Nations Environment Program during 2008 points out that global carbon emissions increased to their highest level since we fully implemented the Clean Air Act in this country in 1980. This is 2008. This is the most dire depths of the Great Recession. The Great Recession. We don't call them depressions anymore because, you know, too depressing. So it's, now we call them Great Recessions. I don't know about you, but it was great for me. By the way, 2008, that was nothing. We shattered that record in 2009, and then we shattered that record in 2010. And guess what? We broke that record in 2011. We broke that record in 2012. And we just found out a couple months ago that 2013 set a new all-time record for greenhouse gas emissions. Who would have thunk it? Turns out that you can't just slow the industrial economy. We're in the midst of a worldwide Great Depression, or Great Recession, depending on how politically you want to spin that. And things are not slowing down. We produce the highest level of emissions in history every single year. It turns out, as Tim Garrett pointed out in an excellent paper in Climatic Change published in November 2009, written 2 years before that, only collapse prevents runaway climate change. Only collapse. And that was before we knew about the 30 self-reinforcing feedback loops I'm going to mention shortly. Only collapse prevents runaway climate change. Of course, collapse triggers catastrophic meltdown of 440-some nuclear power plants around the world, so that's going to be inconvenient. Since Fukushima alone represents a serious threat to humanity, to habitats for humanity in the Northern Hemisphere, Fukushima alone, 3 of the 440-some nuclear reactors in the world. So, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Maintain the industrial economy so we can all have a few bucks more, and therefore kill us from climate change. Or collapse the world's industrial economy so that we can have a complete meltdown of nuclear power plants and kill us all anyway. It doesn't look that good to me. Damned if you do and damned if you don't, then do. Let's do something. Let's do something beyond the mainstream, beyond going to our cube jobs, working at the cube farm, and seeing who's the prairie dog next to it. Everybody I talk to says, well, I'm going to change this from the inside. They're the bugs in the stomach of the chicken. They're already dead, and they're going to change things from the inside. From the inside, what does that mean? That means working within civilization, which is a heat engine, as pointed out by Tim Garrett in his excellent paper in Climatic Change, published in 2009, 5 years ago. Change things from the inside, maintain civilization. It's a horrible idea. Civilization is a heat engine. It's leading to overheating the planet. Not only that, industrial civilization drives to extinction some 200 species every day. Industrial civilization fouls the air and dirties the water more every single day. Every year is worse than the year before, and everybody I know thinks it's better because we have smartphones. Smartphones for genocide, that's my bumper sticker. Everybody I know votes smartphones and genocide. Tim Garrett's paper in Climatic Change, published 2009, received the outcry from the civilized scientific community immediately. It's been cited by, last I checked, less than a year ago. I think this is the most important paper to come out in the climate sciences ever. And it's been cited fewer than 10 times. So this is what scientists do, they cite each other's work. But nobody's citing this paper from 5 years ago. Finally, a paper in the Astrophysical Journal about a year ago points out that Earth is within 1% of being uninhabitable. It's too close to the sun. Astrophysicists believe for the entire enterprise of astrophysics that Earth was right in the middle of the habitable zone, right there in the middle of the green zone. Given a star our size, a sun our size, it seemed that we were right in the middle of the habitable zone. But in fact, you can see Earth up there in the upper right. We're on the inner edge of the habitable zone. Mars is on the outer edge of the habitable zone. Venus is about the same distance toward the sun as Mars is from Earth away from the sun. And we know what happened to Venus. It went Venus. Could we? Well, it seems if we make a minor change to our atmospheric chemistry, we could in fact go Venus. But we haven't made a minor change in atmospheric chemistry to Earth's atmosphere, have we? We made a major change. Many major changes. Carbon dioxide levels are more than 50% higher than they were at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Methane levels are 250% higher than they were at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Methane is 100 times more powerful a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide in the short term. Meaning fewer than a decade, less than a decade or so. We've made major changes in atmospheric chemistry. We may well have pushed ourselves out of the habitable zone. Finally, what about collapse? When collapse occurs, when we can't manage to sustain the unsustainable that is industrial civilization, when the project fails, and it will, because fossil fuels are fossil fuels, they don't last forever. When that happens, without the atmospheric sulfates that we're kicking up into the atmosphere, without those, Earth would be an extra 1.1C warmer. Add that to the 0.85C we're above the Industrial Revolution right now, and that takes us to 1.95C. That sounds a lot like 2 to me. Even collapse takes us to 2. The much dreaded political target. Burning no fossil fuels from now on takes us to 2 in a matter of days. Burning a bunch of fossil fuels from now on takes us well above 2. As we've seen from these major assessments.
Waiting for my moment, I was destined to shine.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen,
listen up.
Told you, true soldiers. Waiting for my moment, I was destined to shine.
Right now.
For my POCs, living with minimal means, stuck in between the scenes of gentrified dreams, forced to appease the ease of the so-called elite. It's time we breach the subservient protocol. First accept that nothing is impossible. Invert the chronicle, subvert the capital. We are agents of revolt in this chronicle. Although I don't purport to know it all, this is a cattle call. Our lives are at stock, they are investing in our demise. Surprise, you have identified the imbalance. Equal opportunity is the guise. Malice permeates, perpetually unchallenged. La migra pouring at the gallons. Vultures sinking in their talons. We are the effect and not the cause. They putting life on pause. It's dog eat dog. Slam reverse paw. Get a fucking job. Some slave, some rob. They claim we have a right to work. We don't have a right to work. I'd rather rap and flirt with the alternatives. Fuck a wage, that's superfluous. It's DIY, I die. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of just getting by.
Kill that noise, leave them slave days behind me.
The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
Kill that noise, leave them slave days behind me.
The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
Yes, indeed.
Testing 1, 2.
The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
Kill, 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 kill.
every structure in the city painted black. For all the teenage souls that never made it back. With a friendly competitive spirit I kill. Cause it's dog eat dog and the city's ill. How many beautiful sunsets did you have to see to get to the center of your universe? All the talent out there without an outlet. Dead to that bitch ass pop star bullshit. Bless this mess nonetheless. Yes, in the flesh fresh and it don't stop. Rock, rock on. No shame in the game. We out here making it rain. Since zero has been happening, we back again. History is a remix and I'll come back to haunt. But only if you let it. Better go get up, get out and get it. Home is where your mom is. Food is where the farm is. They treat it like the second of coming to Christ when it's garbage. Always in the cut, always something to talk about. Nothing better than building with broke neighbors in the parking lot. This here will be here when the real come back around again. Laying shit down like four tiles, I'm more tile, got more style, making magic in the moment. I don't care what kind of stuff you got or what kind of car you drive, you got flavor and some shit you never heard before.
Kill that noise, leave them slave days behind me.
The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
Kill that noise, leave them slave days behind me.
The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
Yes, indeed. Testing 1, 2.
The mic is contacted, I attract clientele.
Kill that noise, leave them slave days behind me.
Punched in, punched down, but never knocked down. In the fight of my life, be against the cubicles now. And life was in the mirror, seeing deceptions all around. So I break the illusion of this compound with sound. Times implode, dress codes corrode. Got me in danger mode, sensory overload. I ain't taking shit, y'all hit the commode. I'll hit the road with dough in the billfold. A blessing and a curse bestowed. My job and jobs equal seconds robbed. Looking at my time, car be hard. Discarding what I guard, my peace of mind rotting away by what employees say. Office banter, what I hear all day. Shitty jokes by white folk, when will it end? God is consuming, looking like the walking dead. It's widespread, trying to hit the nail on the head. Strike the root of our oppression, the God is condemned. Never again, fresh out the lines, damn. My eye of a tiger will survive, but deep desire lights my fire, heating up the amplifier. Work all day, I retire when I expire. Like the generations prior, transpire to inspire. To get yours, cause I'm getting mine. I got my family on my mind since 1985. And it don't stop, it don't quit, a labor of love. Prodigal real work is what I'm made of.
You know what I'm saying?
To Autonomous Action Radio on Zed Digital. For information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
They're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations.